Okay, ready to record podcast.
That sounded racist. Hey, Bob, I'm Stacia. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
It's Chief Miles right there.
Miles, yes. Oh, bye. Yes.
Yeah. Chief Sit on Thumb.
Or like Sit on Bum. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you were kind of gigging me. I got a different car recently.
I heard it through the grapevine, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't keep my secrets anymore. Apparently people are spilling them.
Hey, congrats on the vasectomy too, man. I think yeah. It's a good thing going for you, so I was, you know.
Yeah, well, there was a time when I could have gotten something major and you would have not known about it for years, but now apparently those days are over, so.
Pretty much, yeah, I know everything you do now, yeah, pretty much. Your wife posts everything you do, so.
Pretty much, so, well, do you know why we have a different car?
No, I thought you had some problems that I won't go into that led to the new car, but apparently you're saying no, you did not.
No, so, the reason that we got a different car is because our old car is going away. And the reason it's going away is because it's part of the Volkswagen recall.
Ah.
And so I have a Volkswagen diesel car, which I've had for several years now.
Yeah.
And as part of the diesel gate, they are buying back these cars. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I got a different car, because in the infinite wisdom of the judges and the Volkswagen Motor Company, they will take the car, and then I won't get my money for about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So we kind of needed to have a car, so we just went and got one, and then we'll eventually get our money, so.
You know, I like the version of the story that I thought it was better than this, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. Really? Well.
This sounds very eventful, super uneventful, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, it's not, but
I can give you the whole. Pretty much it is.
I can give you the whole story about turning in paperwork and, you know,
no,
people.
No, I don't think this story's going to go anywhere.
It's not.
It's a non-story, yes.
But getting the. It's a used car. We decided to not get a new car. We got a used car. So in getting this used car that my wife wanted, we went to this place, and it was an interesting experience. I don't like buying cars, as you know. It's not one of my happier things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I almost... Other than food, I really don't like buying anything, to be honest with you.
You don't go too crazy with gadgets too much.
No, I got a nice phone, you know, I got an iPad or whatever, but, yeah. You know, some of that kind of stuff. But that's about it. I mean, I don't spend a lot of money on too much stuff.
Yeah.
And so this is not one of the highlights, you know, but I have to... As a, you know, I don't know if people who want to have, you know, gay marriage be legalized and everything and have gay marriage realize that once you're married, then that gets held over your head a lot for various things.
Yeah.
Like purchasing a car or, you know, cleaning the gutters. I mean,
yeah,
it's really not what it's all cracked up to be, folks. I don't understand why anybody in their right mind would want to, you know, be part of the system But
wow, okay.
I think it's a flawed system. So
you're not writing cards for Hallmark, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay. I do know some people who are, you know, homosexuals, and I say, I don't understand why in the world this could be a thing. I mean, I understand that you don't want to be told no, but why in God's name do you even want to be participating? But anyway, that's my opinion. So I have to go to do this car thing, and this all kind of ties together, actually, believe it or not. So
okay. We're waiting. Okay.
So we go and we look around, and my wife decides on what she wants to get. You know,
I want the Cordoba.
Yeah, get the Cordoba. Well, actually, she wanted to get not a Cordoba, but a Verano. It's a Buick of some kind.
Yeah.
And we went and looked, and I'm like, I don't like this car. It was not a good car. And I talked her out of that, but anyway, she got something else. And
tell me you didn't get the Cube. I hate those stupid.
No, we did not get a Cube.
I hate those stupid looking cars. They're
My brother has a Cube, to be honest with you.
Oh, he is stupid. He is stupid.
I don't really like him that much, but I think that he enjoys it. So,
wait, your brother or the car?
My brother enjoys the car.
No, I said you didn't. Never mind.
So anyway, so we're gonna get this car. So we, you know, done the homework and everything, and did a test drive. But we didn't buy it when we did the test drive, because you know I'm a big proponent of not acting, you know, rashly. And so anyway, we finally decide that's gonna be the one. We're gonna go back and get this car, you know, and. They just seem to drag it out. I mean, I don't know who is worse about, you know, paperwork and, you know, just generic bullshit of going through a transaction. If it's car dealers or insurance salesmen. But this was actually one of the least painful that I've had to go through, but still painful. So I'm trying to make the best of it. And so we get this guy, and his name is Randy. And Randy, I know.
How about spot work?
And Randy's going to, he's going to, you know, take us. We just went in and we said, that's the car we want. You know, here's what we're going to do. And, okay, fine, let's go ahead and get this going. And so we're chitting and chatting. And Randy had a real problem focusing on the task at hand. Which you would think, given that he's going to get some kind of commission, I don't know. I'm assuming he will.
Was he staring at your boobs?
Hey, what's that?
Was he staring at your boobs?
No, he was not staring at my boobs. I don't know. That's a good question.
My eyes are up here, Randy.
Yeah.
Right here.
So, but he just wanted to talk about, I mean, you know, my wife talked about, you know, something, and then he wanted to go on about his version of that, you know what I mean? And it's like, on and on. Well, it come to find out, Randy is revealing things to us during these little short snippets of conversation in between signing things and reading things and so forth. So, it turns out that, you know, Randy looks like a truck driver, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a young truck driver. He's got a beard and a mustache, and he's kind of, you know, burly in a way, and, you know, looks like somebody who, you know, might enjoy watching football like yourself. And
okay, a guy.
You know, a guy, right?
A guy's guy, yeah.
A guy's guy, exactly. That's what he looks like. That's if you walked in on him, you'd say, you know, Randy's a guy's guy.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Randy likes making jewelry, and not the, you know, not the turquoise kind of jewelry.
Like cock rings and stuff.
No, not like that. like. You know, frilly kind of jewelry, women's jewelry.
I'd like to bedazzle those jeans, Bob. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, and Randy likes to write his name flowerly on things. And Randy really seemed very, very gay at the end of all this.
Yeah, okay. I love jewelry.
Yeah, so as we're talking, we went in and we're like, you know, Randy's going to be this guy that's going to, you know, get us through this deal and, you know, and not want to talk much. But no, that wasn't Randy. Randy wanted to talk about everything, and Randy wanted to fill us in on why he's still single, I guess. I don't know. It was the most bizarre thing. So you start out, you know, thinking you're buying the car from the guy's guy, and you end up with him putting a bow on the car saying, "Come on, let's get your picture. Let's get your picture." And I'm like, what a transformation has, you know, transpired.
Can we have another man, please?
Yeah, I would have never in a million years thought this was the way this was going to end up, you know?
I'm Randy the Dandy.
Yeah, he was Randy the Dandy, exactly.
Gee, Mr. Rush.
Exactly, it was very Jim J. Bullock there.
Just you idiot.
Just you idiot. Just let me fill out this paperwork. Where's my license plates? So, yeah.
Well, he got the job done, though, didn't he?
He did finally get the job done, but boy, oh boy. In this day and age, it should not take that long, you know what I mean? We had money, and, you know, it was all we didn't have to do anything. You know what I mean? I mean, literally, we could have just said, you know, slapped it down. Here, we'll take that one. Let's get going. Kind of a situation.
Hey,
yeah.
Seal it with a kiss.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, I don't think you're kidding, Randy. I don't think you're joking.
Randy, you...
I don't think you're joking at all.
You sly. Yeah, exactly.
I love jewelry. You love jewelry? Oh, yeah. I love...
I'm like, I suppose so, Randy. What kind of jewelry? The dangly earrings and the bracelets, you know, that go up your arm. I'm like, really? Is this really? Am I being pranked here? Where's Ashton Kutcher?
You like a string of pearls, Bob?
Yeah. Well, Randy was very nice. I must say that he was a very nice guy, but it was that weird, you know.
You want to check out the back seat at all?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm good, Randy.
Randy.
I was just like, this is bizarre.
Who do you think wore it better at the Oscars? Did you watch that pre-Oscar?
That's right.
Who wore it better?
I was really rooting for La La Land.
Bob's son right here, thank you.
Yeah. So it was really interesting. I'm like,
That is bizarre.
I don't think that I've had that kind of an arc. In many situations, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like he totally fooled you at first. Like, okay.
Totally. And I'm telling you, I should have took a picture of him because you'd look at this guy and you'd be like, you know, so what, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he's a Packers fan or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? So.
Oh, there you go, Randy.
Yeah, Randy the car salesman. So, well, we've got the car. It's all working out. My wife's happy, so.
/ jewelry salesman. So.
/ yeah, jewelry creator.
Creator.
Yeah, yes. He's not just a salesman for that. He's got ideas. So,
he's got there's so many ideas.
You know. So many. So everybody, you know, but that's for the whole marriage, you know what I'm saying? That's the gay marriage aspect of things. Because I would have figured him for, you know, kind of just the regular marriage, but no. You know, the straight marriage, whatever you want to call it.
You're waiting to hear, like, about the Super Bowl and, you know, getting into fights and, you know, stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Exactly. But, no. I'm like, are you sure you should be selling cars, Randy? I mean, I'm just asking.
Oh, I love cars and jewelry.
Well, no, he didn't. Well, we talked about cars a little bit at the front end of things.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, not so much. Nice guy. Very nice guy. So, you know.
Yeah.
I think he probably would have been a better realtor. Because, you know, I always say that if you're going to have a realtor, you better get a gay realtor because they're really good. So. No comment there from the peanut gallery on that one, or?
No, I didn't. I just think, no, I had like, we had a realtor. She was a very aggressive woman, but I don't, no, she wasn't gay, but she was like super aggressive though.
Really? Well, we had,
my wife didn't like her.
Oh, really? The
I don't like her.
Our first house that we sold, we had a gay realtor, and he was the best realtor I've ever had. He knew everything. And he was not shy about telling me what I should be doing. And when I did it, he was right.
You know what I should be doing? Me.
No.
He
was much more upscale than that, so.
Yeah, you're not my type. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then we this last time we did not, and I told my wife, I said, this was a horrible experience. Next time we move, gay realtor.
Yeah, you need a very confident realtor.
Yes.
A very motivated, confident realtor is what you want. I don't care what their motto is or what they're into or not into. That is what you want, man.
And now I'm thinking maybe gay car dealer. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he sold you.
He sold me. I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. You got me.
Unless he thought you were a woman, like you were a lesbian couple or something.
That could have been. Right. He could have thought that. He could have. That. Yeah. Could be there. That's right, love. So, that's what's going on here. I'm just thinking that I'm going to, you know, I think that there should be an agency to find, you know, gay professionals for you.
They should just have to wear pink triangles on their jackets.
Oh, no, we don't want any of that. Isn't that a Weezer song or something? Anyway.
I don't know.
So what's going on with you?
So, like, I'm going to change this up just a little bit, but
in what way?
Let's just say I was in line at the grocery store. Let's just say that.
Oh,
okay.
You're not going to say where you really, truly were. I see.
Yeah, I don't really want to, but,
so you're at the proctologist's. You're at the proctologist's.
And there is a somewhat attractive woman in front of me.
Not for long.
I was like, she's nice and dressed up. Nice. You know, nice red hair. And, you know, just a very attractive young lady. Probably in her late 20s, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
So you're being an old man perv like you normally are.
Well, I was waiting in line. Was I to be rude and not look? You know, I was just, you know, taking it in. And,
I don't know. Staring at people might not be the best thing. I don't know.
Oh. And, so her cell phone goes off, and she's like, oh, okay. All right. And it's not a quiet voice. This is a...
loud, huh?
A loud, like me and you are talking right now.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, hi, doctor. Yeah.
Chlamydia.
Oh, okay. Did the test come back? Was it positive? Oh, good. It was negative. Okay, good. Good. Okay, good. Good.
What kind of test?
Yeah, so, you know, you can't help but, you know, not listen. So I'm like, oh, okay. Huh. Well, you know, maybe she has cancer or something. I don't know. You know, she's.
Who knows?
Who knows? You know, maybe it's a yeast infection. I don't know what it is. You know, like, okay, well.
Do they test for that?
Like, she's like, oh, okay, I'll have to let you go. My phone's beeping. Bye. Right?
Yeah.
So now, conversation number two. Yeah, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, there you go. Was that her boyfriend?
In front of God and everybody. in front of God and everybody. This is going on.
Was that her boyfriend or something? Or?
I had no idea who the hell she was talking to. No, that thing I had fell out. I don't know how. It just fell out. It's gone.
That thing I had, what, the baby?
I had no idea. I thought, but maybe it's like an IUD or something. I don't know what.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know, I was like, do they fall
out? Those things fall out, really?
I had no idea. I just asked my wife, and she's like, no, they don't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think so.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Unless she, like, you know, reaching up in there or something. I don't know
what was going on in this woman's life, but I'm like, wow, this is really shedding a lot of light onto this lady that I didn't really want to be, you know, brought into, but here I am, you know.
Now, I can see how your mind works, though. You're thinking, oh, she fucks.
Yeah, I did think that even before she answered the phone till this year. Because in my mind, we were doing it. That was the funny part.
Oh, my God, you're so horrible.
With protected sex, though. Protected sex.
Yeah, I was protected.
Maybe I'm going to get my tubes tied. I'm going to get my tubes tied.
It was a sandwich bag, but that's okay.
No, I'm going to get my tubes tied. No, I don't want no more kids. I already got kids. Why do I want more kids?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want no more kids.
She's class. Classy. Were you at the Walmart?
Yeah, I mean, it would not stop. The conversation just keeps going, and I'm just like, very uncomfortable. I really don't want to, you know, it's none of my business. I don't need to know, you know, this much detail. I really don't.
And then she said, I've got four kids, and then you're like, anal.
There's another route around that. I'm just saying.
Nice.
Take off your tube top and we could look at it.
But yeah, there you go.
I don't know. It was very loud. I mean, this was like the second loud. I actually have heard like another loud conversation. This is like the second one I've heard now.
Okay.
Like, because I like. And this has really nothing to do with the other one. I was just happened to think of this, but I was like in a liquor store about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't go to liquor stores very often because I unfortunately have like no liver left, but that's besides the point. But
yeah, that's nice.
I was actually buying some wine for my mom.
I thought you just saw David Crosby. I don't know.
No, but this woman walks in, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, and I'm going to just, so I don't get a, you know, X rating on the show. F that S. F it.
What he was talking, she was talking like your wife?
Yeah. She's like walking around the store, cell phone. F that B. I'd punch that B in the face so hard, that B would be crying. F that B. F her.
Was this your sister?
No, I mean, my God, it's like this conversation's going on, too. I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm like, just,
that sounds like your sister. You sure you just went to your sister's house?
I don't know. I'm like, people, come on. Go in your car with the cell phones if you're going to.
Well, it was a liquor store, so, you know, it was a liquor store.
Well, it was a high-class liquor store. Yeah, it was very high-class.
Very high-class, okay.
I think I talked about this liquor store before because I saw a guy come out with, like, a baby carriage once out of this liquor store.
Was there a baby in it or just a bunch of empty?
Yeah, there was a baby in it.
Oh, okay.
There was a baby in the. I'm like, wow, what a classy dude, man.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm babysitting.
Hey.
I'm babysitting.
F that. I'm drinking it by wine.
F that B. Let's punch that B in the face. F and B.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's, please,
you're funny
people.
With your life. You're funnier with that F and B business. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I just didn't want to, you know, ruin the show for all the young people that like listen to it.
Oh, okay. I don't have any idea.
So if you want to beat up people or talk about being pregnant or not pregnant or birth control, please just take that home. Keep it in your car.
This is the glorious nature of cell phones being out in public, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you just hear stupid conversations, but one was violent.
Yeah.
You know. The other one was, like, getting way too personal.
It certainly sounds like your sister for the one, but.
I wouldn't put her past her, but I'm just saying, she doesn't believe in cell phones, so I don't know. She probably wouldn't.
She wearing galoshes?
Maybe.
I gotta pick up some Miller Lite and these MFers.
MF and Miller Lite MFers.
Nice. Well, yeah. That does sound like your sister.
Yeah, don't go to the liquor store on Friday, man. I tell you.
Yeah, payday.
Yeah, it's pay. I knew it was payday when I seen everybody rolling in. I'm like, oh, shit.
So did your mom enjoy her $2 check or whatever?
Yeah, here's your night train, Mom. That's what you wanted. Your Boone's Farm.
I'm going to drink this and get another tattoo.
I got a tattoo.
I'm gonna get another tattoo this time. I'm gonna get one of each of my children on my ass cheeks.
My gosh, you had 6 kids. That's a lot of ink. Holy crap.
That's what I mean.
That's a lot of ink.
Oh my Lord.
Holy cow, man. I'd be right by the poop chute, man. There's so many kids.
Oh, yeah, you're... Man. Yeah, you would be. You'd probably be at the bottom since you're the youngest. So yeah,
close to the taint or something.
You'd be right across the bottom of the cheeks there.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Why is it saying Miles O title every once in a while? I can't understand. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Oh, Sanction Megara.
Oh, my dear Lord.
It's Miles O'Tidal.
Miles O'Tidal.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.